Radio. Settings again, so I couldn't hear myself. Hey, how you doing? This is Glenn Coble. I'm on the air with you, and along with Scott. Scott will be with us as soon as the music passes away, and we will be talking about stuff that all of Marion wants to know about, right? I'm going to have my show with Dr. Feynman today at 12:15. I'd encourage you to tune in. There's lots of fireworks going on in the world today. Hey, Scott, are you there?
Alive and well.
Hey, you really threw me two curves. Number one, you had two people call in, and they had the right answer, and you basically blew them off, and now I find out that they said they didn't want the tickets.
Yeah, earlier in the hour, Trish and Judy had both said that they didn't want those tickets.
And then the second one was only having 10 minutes of break. Good thing I didn't go to the bathroom.
Let me empathize with you on that one. Now, yesterday, I had two guests on the show. I had Thunderbolt Patterson talking about Vince McMahon and all that.
Saw that.
And I had the mayor on yesterday.
Okay.
Now, yesterday, we had a four-minute news report.
Wow.
When I have guests. Now, today, when I have no guests, we have a minute news report.
Of course. It's Murphy's Law, right?
In that showbiz for you.
Hey, they're messing with our board settings again.
Oh, now see, who's doing that?
I don't know, but the pot on the left side at the very top, the little knob that I have to fiddle with to get my, so I can hear, it was completely off, and the volume of the speakers was completely off, so I was thrown asunder.
See, now here we are again. Why don't people just, if they're going to change something, put it back. And they leave?
Well, you got this huge message sitting here on the board. I can't imagine they didn't notice that.
Yeah, apparently they didn't care. Yeah. They just moved right along.
Hey, those people might be coming in to pick up the tickets between now and Dr. Feynman, right? And so,
yeah, between 10 and 1, Reggie's got four tickets, but we've still got four more to give away.
Yeah.
So we'll do two this hour, and we'll do two next hour. For some reason, I'm losing my voice today. I have no idea. It's all that talking I had to do because of that one-minute news report.
Well, you sound fine.
All good. Well, I'm glad it hasn't gone. Hopefully, it'll make it through the next 2 hours.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Now, if you're calling in, call the studio, 740-383-9944. That's the number you want to call now. And I'll tell you what, Glenn will write down your name.
Yeah, I'll do that.
He can do the drawing, and I'll pick a number.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so now here's the three questions. Now remember, two tickets to Kids Bop. Mm-hmm. Tonight at the Ohio State Fair, we're going to draw those at the end of the hour, 6:30 tonight. You can give them to somebody if you want, however you want to do it. But the questions on the table are, what slogans, you got to say this right. You got to name the restaurant for which this is the slogan.
Okay.
And here are the slogans. There's three of them right now.
And I know one
we
of them.
We have, what's that?
I know one of them.
Okay, well.
But I don't count, right?
Yeah. sometimes you've got to break the rules. It just tastes better. And the third one is, where the food's the star. Now, those are three very popular restaurants.
You fooled me all morning long on these things. I only knew one the whole morning, so.
Yeah, I hope somebody gets them. But it's 740-383-9944. Two more tickets to Kids Bop. If you can name the restaurant for which these are the slogans. It just tastes better. Sometimes you've got to break the rules. And where the food's the star.
Okay.
There you go.
The one I know, I'll call my puppy dog and tell him to call in.
Well, this morning, I started off this morning by doing the state of the station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I missed that.
Well, we discussed it, that chances are, I don't know exactly when it will take place, but we'll be going digital, and I told the audience exactly what this is all about. You know, I've learned a lot in the last week in that... you know, the FCC, who I really have no problem with, except for the fact that they are making us get an attorney, and that costs about $20,000, which you were in on that meeting where that got quoted, Glenn, weren't you?
Well, actually, he quoted about 10 times that high.
Yeah, that was just the start, 90
yeah.
days.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the amount of money, and that's not even to get to the hearing. The hearing's not till June of next year. And again, the point is that in these consultations, I have learned that actually what we're being accused of, we would probably win the case. Because, I've learned that in the last couple days. Talking to these FCC attorneys, that what we did was no major thing.
Oh, yeah. I could tell that.
They just need to figure out the timeline on it. But, of course, we've got to pay $20,000 just to get that process started. And I don't think anybody wants to do that.
A lot of people, you told us at the board meeting that we had contacted more than two dozen people and attorneys, and nobody do it pro bono for us.
Nope. No, we're way up over that now in the last week. We're probably near 40 attorneys that between Linda and Sean and myself and Terry that we have probably close to 40.
Yeah.
And that nobody will do it pro bono. Nobody will do it for, they push these hearings so far out. So I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And you know what? I don't fear the unknown because I've talked to all our supporters. They're fine. And also, you know, I pulled up some Pew research on this, which actually is a study, that online radio is now listened to by 68% of the country.
Okay.
It's the only type of radio that is on the incline. Terrestrial is on the downturn. Now, that's from the Pew Company.
Well, that would be logical, yeah. People aren't listening to radio as much as they used to.
But yet, online listening is going up.
Yeah, but you're starting at a very low level. But, I mean, if you go from 1 to 2, that's a 100% increase.
Well, but I mean, 68% of the entire country. I wonder what the numbers are on that. That's a very good question you're asking. I wonder what the total numbers are.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know.
Yeah, but you know what's going to be interesting about it? And this is what I have said since the beginning.
To me, nothing.
What's that?
To me, nothing will be interesting about it, but go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think that it's kind of like anything new in your life. It's a little change in the way things are done, but I don't know. It just seems to me like let's say we were on the air right now, and we were on the air right now. Right.
Okay.
But we had no way for people to listen online. We did not have those services.
Mm-hmm.
You would not have the people in Columbus listening. You would not have the snowbirds listening. You wouldn't have the people downtown at City Hall listening. You wouldn't have the people at Ohio Health listening. Because that's how they listen.
I'd like to know what those numbers are, but that's our biggest problem being a right now a small radio station is that you can't afford to get the surveys to find out how many are. I mean, those are expensive, getting Arbitron or getting Nielsen to do a rating for you.
You're right, but you know what the great thing in the end is? That's kind of my point in the whole thing is we never really know who is listening and who is not listening. So I think you just keep trying to do the best show that you can do, make it available to as many resources as you can. And, you know, I've always thought what made this station different was that we do things that other stations don't do. And you know, if every store had self-delivery, you could go to any store. But every store doesn't.
Right.
So a lot of people will only go to the store that has self-delivery.
Hey, we
now,
got Trish.
Will all people go to that store? No.
We got Trish on the phone. Shall I go to her?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. I was wondering, who is this crazy person that has it in for your station? What is his problem? Is he a, does he live in Marion?
I cannot speak his name.
Scott will not speak his name, he says.
Is he well known? Would we recognize his name right off the bat?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
it's just, I'll tell you, I honestly have no ill will toward this person because I've never met them. It's a former manager of another radio station here is, I think, the only job that I knew. I know they worked at a pizza place for a while. I think they did taxes. But I've never run into them. And I don't really care what they do. But since the beginning, something's been up. For 8 years, this has been going on.
Yeah, they called me as soon as I decided to go on the air. This person called me and told me what a bad person Scott was. So, and I didn't know either one
of
them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can also say...
I guess it takes all kinds.
Unfortunately, you're right, ma'am.
Yeah. But that one slogan for...
Yep.
What was it about? Tastes like the stars or something or other?
Mm-hmm.
That was Hardee's.
Scott?
Yes,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, but, you know, don't put me in the drawing, but put me in, I'll put whoever calls first that wants in,
okay.
Let them have mine.
Okay, how's that? Can we do that, Scott?
All right. Because I want Willie Nelson. Okay, you guys have a good day.
What night is Willie Nelson at the fair?
Do you know what night Willie Nelson is at the fair?
August 5th,
okay.
Well, I tell you what, we have tickets to Willie Nelson, so they'll be coming.
Yep.
So you got to
listen
and tune in.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
She wants Willie Nelson. Heck with...
And we'll have tickets to Ice Cube, Nelly, everybody at the Ohio State Fair.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to try to spread the tickets throughout the shows, though. I come back to the office next week, so that'll be easy. Hey, next week we'll be sitting across from each other.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, yay.
And you'll be telling me, I can't believe we're only on the internet now. And we'll argue in person. It'll
well,
be nice.
I may not be sitting there, so.
Oh, you'll be sitting there.
Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. My final thing is, I mean, and I know you feel this way regardless. We're just trying to turn out the best shows that we can, and that will not change. And you're right. We really never know who's listening.
Yep.
So I think as long as we turn out the best shows and remain a public, if we were not a public utility, which I think we are now in Marion, with local news, obituaries, weather, and the type of programming we do, I would probably just say, okay, 8 years was a good run, let's go away. But I think we can remain a public utility for a lot of people. And your show with Dr. Feynman and Fred Malone and James Anderson and
Dr. Coleman. Yeah.
Dr. Coleman. In this show that we do, we don't get a lot of calls during... I mean, when you're interviewing somebody, calls don't come up a whole lot anyway.
They're listening.
It's not going to be a very big change.
Well, I hope not.
I don't know what would change.
listeners. I'm concerned that we will lose the people that are driving in the cars listening to us. And
will
I
don't
ever
know. Really know, though?
No, we won't know.
That's what I say. So, ignorance is bliss, I guess.
Okay. The lady that just called in, she said the first person that calls in can have her tickets. So, she didn't even say that they had to have the right answer to anything. So, if somebody wants those tickets, we better call fast.
Kids Bop.
Yeah, Kid Pop.
And the other slogans were, by the way, we do have those other slogans out there. We've got, sometimes you've got to break the rules. We've got, it just tastes better. I'll add another one here. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
If they don't get that, they're not listening.
That's depressing. And we're on the radio at this point.
Yeah, that is depressing if they don't get that
there
one.
There you go.
I bet they can't say it again, but yeah, that was one of those that...
Didn't that used to come off as a song?
Yeah, and also people used to try to repeat it, and it was kind of a trivial challenge, you know. Can you repeat that?
Well, you see the type of phone coverage we have here on terrestrial radio.
I do.
Well, I mean, we're waiting for phone calls
here. Yeah. Yeah, some days we're good, some days we're not. You know, it kind of depends on the day.
I think that's what we'll see on the internet as well.
Okay.
I think when you do certain topics and you're given, like Willie Nelson, I think we'll be bombarded. And I think it's just what you're doing.
My son's brother-in-law is an audiophile, and he's also a musician out in California, and he has a very fine, I mean high quality record player. It's not really a record player, it's a turntable with with other stuff. And the first time I ever heard Willie Nelson on vinyl, I didn't like him before it, but afterward, oh, I loved it. Hey, we got a caller. Let's go take it, all right? If I punch the right button. Hi, you're on the air.
That you all be patties is the Big Mac.
Big Mac. Now,
that's not the restaurant.
That's not the restaurant. You got to say the restaurant.
Oh, McDonald's.
Did she get it?
yeah. Does she want to be in the competition for the Kids Bop?
I don't want any tickets. I'm not going to the fair.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling.
I just wanted to answer the question.
All right. Well, you're a smart one. You did it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Just wanted to answer the question. That was fun.
Well, that's all we need.
Well, we need some people that want the tickets because we got. I'm looking at four sets of tickets sitting that staring at me.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to try. See, we came up on this kind of fast because tickets came late,
yeah.
And then yesterday I had guests, so that's why I'm going to try to give them to every show. So and we can start maybe giving the tickets out for the show the day before.
Okay.
Which doesn't say much for tomorrow right now, because obviously we're not giving away tomorrow's show tickets, because we can't give away today's show tickets.
What are tomorrow? Who's playing tomorrow?
You know, I gotta pull up the schedule.
Oh, okay. It's no big thing. All right.
I don't have this. They didn't send me a schedule. They sent me the people, but they didn't send me a schedule. Maybe I'll drop off some. If I can make it over there today before 5 o'clock, maybe I'll leave some tickets tonight for the Live at 5 guys.
Okay, and I probably won't
do it tomorrow as well.
I probably won't. Sure, I probably won't do it during Dr. Feynman's segment because he tends to talk a lot.
When he's on the phone as well.
Yes, he is. That's right. Nobody could call in, right? All right.
Right.
So we do have. If you do want a set of those tickets, we do have them available because some fine benefactor answered the question correct and said, give them to the next person that calls in. So we'll be ready for the next person. Give us a call. Are you awake?
Let's see here. I'm trying to pull up the entertainment.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I will blab a little bit while you're pulling up the entertainment. It's starting to get a little overcast outside there, Scott. So don't go outside. You might melt. I know you're made out of sugar. Or so I've been told.
That's what they all say.
That would imply that you're sweet.
Let's see what... Well, that's what most people say.
I know, but okay.
Well, but your group's rather small to begin with.
Very small, yes. I have three friends, and one of them's my dog. I'm not including my wife on that one. Go ahead.
This is not a very user-friendly...
I hate
okay,
that.
Here we go. I think I found it.
I hate that when they have these gigantic files and you can't get them. Okay, go ahead.
Well, tomorrow, it was supposed to be Toby Keith, but that's canceled because of a health thing.
Oh, really?
So I wonder what they have thrown in there tomorrow night.
Well, Tim Ryan just called me, but I don't think he wants the tickets. He wants money.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Now, Foreigner is Friday. We have some tickets to that.
Ooh, that's cool. We had Foreigner here at the Popcorn Festival, didn't we? A few years back? I think we did.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, this website is very confusing. It doesn't even list the dates.
And it's not even a government website.
No, I don't understand. Because I don't want to. It has people in order, but it doesn't really list the dates.
Oh man!
Isn't this fun?
Great fun here. And I'm going to say this because this might be the last time I get to say that. Only on live radio.
Only on live radio. Well, who knows at this point? But think of the words you'll be. We know your salty language. Think of when we are digital, all the stuff you'll be able to say.
Oh, and I might say it about certain people, so be careful.
That'll be interesting because we can say whatever about anybody then.
All right. Hey, have you noticed how the gas prices have, we're down under $4 here in Marion.
You know, I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
I was up early this morning and driving around town, and I couldn't believe it. We're under $4.
Yeah, I'm loving it. And yet,
one of our friends this morning, Lee, called in and said something about President Trump was being investigated. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't, but that doesn't surprise me.
Well, I guess by the...
Oh, you mean that Trump is being investigated?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I heard.
That came out last night, and I can't remember her name. She's a New York Times... she's a really famous Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. She found out that he is actually being investigated. So that's pretty big news. I don't know what that means, but it does mean that...
Well, I see where they're saying that... some of the moves suggest that they are investigating it. I don't know.
Well, they talked to Merrick Garland yesterday, and he basically came out and said, I'm going to follow wherever the trail goes, no matter who it is. And the person said, even if it goes to the president, he said, let me explain this. I'm going to go wherever the trail goes. He was pretty straightforward about, basically he was saying, yes, they're kind of checking into everything.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's going to be interesting times in this country.
It will, indeed. And it'll probably make a lot of people very, very angry. That's okay. There are a lot of people that are angry in America.
We say unprecedented all the time, but that truly would be unprecedented.
Oh, it absolutely is unprecedented. No other president has ever been. I think they said, when I was listening to some of the talking heads, they said that Nixon, they were going to investigate Nixon, and then he resigned. But he's the only other president that there has been an attempt to do that. So, interesting. And you know,
especially by the,
if you go back far enough, nobody knew who was investigating whom in the 1800s. So, interesting. All right, people, call in. We got a pair of tickets that we'll give to the next caller.
I don't know if we're going to be that friendly.
Well, I mean, we have those, that pair that the lady, she got the correct answer and she donated them to the next caller. So we do have those.
We'll put you in the, drawing, which nobody's in, so you probably most
I got
will
you.
Win
yeah.
at the end of this hour.
I got you. It isn't a definite you've
the
won.
The telephone number is 740-383-9944.
And you'll talk to my lovely voice as opposed to talking to Scott, because Scott's on the other side of town.
Yeah, you know it's going to be interesting coming back next week because it's a whole different setup.
What's a whole different setup?
Well, that people keep messing with the board. And
That sort of thing. Yeah. I have your lights on. I turn them on every morning once we got them put back up. So that's how I remember you.
This week?
I'm sorry?
I say they're not on the floor, are they?
No. Mm-mm. We haven't knocked them down yet. I can do that if you want me to, but...
No, that's already been done too many times.
We've done that once, yeah.
Yeah, we've been down that path.
I'm going to go... I'm seriously thinking about driving up to Lake Erie this next weekend for my motorhome tour of the week. I'm looking forward to that. It's supposed to be fairly nice up by the lake. Down here, we're supposed to have rain, I think, on Tuesday. And there's a chance of sprinkles up there, but not a lot. I'm really liking this motorhome thing.
Well, what is with the dreary weather?
I don't know. What is with it? Now, my son who lives in California can't get out from underneath the 90s. You know, it's just so hot out there. But here, we've been in the 70s quite often. I like it. I love 72 degrees.
And rainy and...
It's like...
But, you know, 70s is fine if you had some sunshine.
Yeah, well, it's just think of yourself as living in London. It's kind of the way London is.
Yeah, it feels... I think this has been the rainiest, darkest July that I've ever seen.
It has had a lot of rain, yeah. Now, we had 2 weeks where it didn't rain at all, and my yard stopped growing. And everybody said, oh, good, we don't have to mow anymore. And then all of a sudden we've had rain. And my garden, I mowed it two days ago, and I need to mow it again. My neighbors don't care.
It's just, you know, this summer kind of been up here in the next... he'll be going back to school in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. I have one grandson who has year-round school. That sounds horrible to me, but he's the youngest of all my children. He's in, I don't know, sixth, seventh, fifth grade, something like that. And they have year-round school in North Carolina for those kids. But my eldest grandson told me that he's going back to school on like the 16th of August. We used to not go back until after Labor Day when I was a kid. How about you?
I think that's pretty much the same around this area as well.
Yeah. Wow. That's too early.
We've got these slogans.
I do have an interesting thing to tell you about my grandson. This is the one that's going to be pitching for North Carolina here next year. He has been told by a scout that he should hold out for $500,000 signing bonus. I haven't made $500,000 in my life.
And that's just the signing bonus.
That's the signing bonus. Yeah, they're expecting him to be drafted as a junior. So that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, very nice. Now, how old is he?
17.
17.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
He's going to be a junior this year.
Yeah. Well, he is officially a junior now. So,
A junior in high school, right?
Right. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Colleges pay money that you can now, right?
No. They do not have...
It's the rule. You can't...
No, they don't allow that. What happens, it's kind of an interesting deal, and it was this way when I was in athletics. They have what they call a Pell Grant, And a Pell Grant is money that you can spend on anything, basically. And it's a grant that you get from the university where you are. And I think it's supported by the government. That is walking around money that you can use. Anybody can get a Pell Grant. It's based on need and that sort of thing. But no, they don't. They still don't pay them. I'm not in favor of that, by the way. I don't think you should pay a kid that's getting a free education. But there are a lot of people that do think that they should be paid. And they do, especially in the big schools. There are a lot of the big schools that really abuse the student-athletes because they're a meal ticket for them. They're a way of getting advertisement for their university. And I don't like that, but that's the way life is. We abuse anybody we can.
But don't you think a big part of that problem is the salaries that they pay the coaches?
Well, it depends on the coach. What coaches are you talking about? Now, if you are the coach of a major college in Division I football, yeah, they pay them a ton of money. But many of my best friends who were coaches when I was in that business barely got a living wage, so they had to teach class and stuff to get the money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why do the coaches not make what the teachers at the college make?
Well, it kind of depends on what the college believes is important. If the college believes the PR of having a number one draft pick in football is more important than having the best science teacher they can get, they'll pay the number one draft pick type person and their coach.
Right, but see, this comes back to paying the players, because if the coach doesn't have the players, it doesn't really do much good.
Yeah, I used to have one of my coaches, Ray Meyer, who was a world famous basketball coach. He told me, you know, the rotten thing about being a basketball coach at a big school like this is you allow 18-year-old kids to run up and down the court with your check in their mouth. He always thought it was not fair that the kids got his, you know, basically how he got paid. But anyway, that's life.
Well, but, you know, see, that's why I think they should get a basic salary much smaller than what a lot of these coaches get. You know, pay them on average what they pay the other professors. And then I don't think there'd be such an issue with the players.
Now, are you talking about the kid, the players getting a salary, or the coaches?
No, coaches.
Well, most of the coaches at Division I make a pretty decent salary. Now, if you're the coach of, chess or golf or something like that, you may not have a living wage. We used to pay our golf coach at OU, I think he was probably under $10,000, well, maybe around $10,000 a year, and that was not a living wage back then. Our football coaches made decent money, and they lost all the time.
Yeah, but a lot of that theory is based upon, you know, having a winning team.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The coach really draw that. I don't know. Because, you know, Bobby Knight was one of the better paid basketball coaches when he was at Indiana.
Yeah.
In the last 10 to 15 years he was there, he didn't have winning teams. People just came because they liked him.
And they still do.
An example of somebody who should have been paid commensurate upon his, because it wasn't the players. Well, but I don't know if anybody goes to Ohio State games to see Ryan Day.
But they did years ago when they had other coaches. I mean, there are people that do fall in love with the coaches, which drives me absolutely up the tree. Because, I've had people come up to me, and I won't say which coach, but they, oh, isn't that coach just the most wonderful person in the world? And I know darn well he's a jerk. I usually nodded my head and said thank you for your input or something like that. But there are an awful lot of coaches that are jerks. I got to say that. Because they've had their own way all their lives. So anyway.
Now, do you think that's the profession, or do you think that's just a character flaw?
I think it draws that type of people. It draws, first of all, you've got to be extraordinarily confident to be a coach, because you're going to get it from the negative side as well as the positive side. So that's a skill. You know, I would have had a real hard time coaching a Division I program, because I wouldn't have been able to take the negative stuff. And I think a lot of my coaches that worked when I was in the business, they just turned the negative stuff off. And that's how they got dealt with it. But Ray Meyer never heard a negative thing, though.
Well, see, that's really how I feel in general about all things. And maybe that's why I feel how I do about this digitization. Is like, we had Dinah Manoff on last. Well, I said like. That's one of the worst things. I hate saying that. I have to pull that out of my mouth. Last Friday, we didn't like have Dinah Manoff on. We really had her on. We had Dinah Manoff on, who was in Grease and Empty Nest, but now she's a writer. She's retired from acting.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how her mother was an actress, and she really never wanted to act, but she understood, she got better at it, and she did it, and she obviously became successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
But she always really wanted to be a writer. And to me, see, this goes back to a conversation I had about a year and a half ago with one of the young kids that I work with, who 1920, and she had been in college to, I forget what she wanted to be, but she wanted to be something, and she had dropped out of college. And I said, well, you know, college isn't for everybody, so what do you want to do now with your life? And she said, I want to be famous. And I said, okay, famous for what? And she's just famous. And see, that is where
that's scary.
A problem in life.
That's scary.
It used to be, people would say, I want to be an actress, I want to be an actor, I want to be a broadcaster, I want to be a talk show host, I want to be a sports player, whatever. Now, fame did come with that, but they wanted to do the best they could in their field. And now that's the thing. And that's why, you know, hey, if a million people hear this show, great. But you know what? If one hears it, that's okay too. Because I'm trying to do the best I can to entertain whomever is listening. I'm not interested in being famous. I'm interested in doing a good job.
Now, see, I'm the other way around. I have always wanted to be.
Well, that's where we part ways.
I've always wanted to be famous, and I've never been famous.
What does famous get you?
Self-respect. That's what I'm looking for, basically. If I can say that I've done something well in a place where other people can see that I did it well, then I feel more confident in myself. That's all.
But you know, here's the problem. The best work isn't always the most popular work.
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. And I've learned that.
I don't know how to take that. I know, like, for example, on this station, if I give your show Kids Bop tickets, and I run opposite your show giving away Willie Nelson tickets, it doesn't matter if you're doing a better show than I am. More people are going to listen to me.
Not necessarily more people will listen, but more people will respond. Because
right,
they want
to. Is that more listenership? I don't know.
It could be the exact same listenership, but more people will respond because more people want the Willie Nelson ticket. Nelson tickets.
I think the listenership would be higher just because of the popularity of Willie Nelson. There would be people who would never listen to you just because they'd want the Willie Nelson ticket.
Well, I'm not sure how to discuss that with you because...
Well, I've always used the example, okay, if you have on... for example, your show at 12 o'clock. Now, it is a very liberal, that's the title of it,
yeah.
Progressive Life. Now, if you're doing that show, there probably is a group of the audience that is alienated by that show.
Sure, there is, yeah.
But it's not how good you do the show. It's not how proficient you are as a broadcaster. It's the topic. Now, at the same time, if I had on, let's say, the mayor, that will probably be listened to by more people.
Had on who are you having on? I'm sorry.
The mayor.
Oh, the mayor. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because it's more middle of the road. It's not going to turn anybody off because of the content.
And more local. Yeah.
But it doesn't make me a better broadcaster than you. It just is a bigger topic.
Well, don't go to sleep tonight thinking that you might not be a better broadcaster than I am, because you are. So just disregard that.
Broadcasting is, honestly, broadcasting subjective. And I will say this, that everybody on this station, I don't turn on a show. However people came to this station, whether they had experience or not, there's not a bad show on this station, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why it sounds like you're having hiccups going on. Your signal is occasionally backing up on itself and then coming back in. I don't know what's going on, but
it could be the weather. Blame the weather.
Okay, let's blame the weather. All right.
But do you think there's a bad show on the station?
Trying to think if I do. I'm on it. Trying to honestly think if I do. I'm not thinking of anything right now offhand that I would refuse to listen to. There are some I don't listen to. I'm not a big fan of listening to church stuff, but there are people that do.
Not content. I'm not talking about content.
Okay. No.
I'm talking about a proficiently done show.
I think everybody that is on this station does a good job of running the show. Yeah.
Right. And
including
that,
our ministers.
That, I think so.
I'm sorry?
I said, and I think that's a hallmark of this station.
I hope so. Yeah. It's hard to do. People think we just get on the air and talk. And your show and my show, on the air on Wednesday, that's kind of what we do. We just get on the air and start shooting the breeze about what's going on right now. But most of our shows, and I'm sure that you pre-plan some of the things that you're going to talk about on this show, but most of the shows... I know I spend some time on each one of my shows, and I'm absolutely positive that, Pastor Craig, I'm sure he spends, well, both pastors, they have to prepare sermon stuff, and Linda, I know, prepares for hers. So, no, I think most of our shows are well prepared for, and we have good people doing them. I think we would be...
The thing is...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, finish that. Go ahead.
Well, I just think if we were in 40 years ago, we would, and we had a regular commercial radio station, I think we'd take over the town. I really do.
Well, see, and again, that's content.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen here because, and maybe it's because I was here on day one eight and a half years ago. And I remember, WMRN was still local at that time. The newspaper still had a high subscription rate. And, boy, it was thought, that is suicide to put another talk radio station on the air. Who's going to listen to that? Plus, they've got 10 times the power you've got? Oh, my goodness. Well,
yeah.
here 8.5 years later, they're gone. And we were always gaining, certainly caller-wise, on them, engagement, and I think it's just a new adventure.
Okay. It's easy for you. You're young. New adventures are easy for you. As you get older, you don't like new adventures. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, but you know what? So much of this station is not based upon calls. I mean, a lot of my show is interviews. Most of your shows are interviews, are conversations like this. Linda very rarely ever takes a phone call. Pastor Craig doesn't do it very often. Pastor Whitaker doesn't do it very often. Adam doesn't do it very often. Really, the only show that Nate is a call-in giveaway show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how it's going to change people's shows all that much.
It is interesting that when I absolutely dropped the ball and have nothing else to do but Family Feud on the air. How it goes from no calls at all for the whole time to on Family Feud, I almost always get 20 calls. So there are people listening.
See, and what does that see? That's the key. It's content and it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can continue to help Marion out.
Because heaven knows Kids Bop isn't going over here.
I'm sorry?
I say heaven knows Kids Bop is not going over there.
No, I guess not. I don't know what this, quite frankly, I don't know what Kids Bop Live is. So maybe that's the problem. People don't know what it is.
I'll tell you, if anybody wants any tickets, because we are getting to that point, we've got 6 minutes left here.
Yeah.
If anybody has an interest in these tickets,
we got to get rid of them.
Two tickets to Kids Bop tonight at 6:30 at the fair. Call Glenn.
Yeah, please.
740-383-9944.
I'll give some to Dr. Feynman. He can drive up from Miami.
I could see him at a Kids Bop concert.
I could see him, definitely. Yeah. It would be disgraceful. But. Or disgusting, or whatever he says.
Yeah, what does he say?
He doesn't say it anymore. He got the message.
Well, no, I wasn't telling him not to say it.
Oh, yeah, you were.
It was just a common adjective in his show. I found it to be one of those go-to words.
Like.
Yeah, like.
Like. Oh, I hated it.
You know?
When I was in athletics, a lot of our young women athletes use that all the time, and it just drove me crazy. But it seems to have passed a bit.
The other one that drives me nuts is literally. I literally did that.
Yeah. People don't know the meaning of. Is it really literally or is it figuratively? And people don't know the difference.
No, but when people are saying literally, do they think we mean what they're saying figuratively?
I don't know. If you're not saying it literally, what are you doing?
Right. I literally just mowed the grass last week. Well, do I think you figuratively mowed the grass last week? I don't know.
Yeah. They had an emoji out there walking around looking like they were mowing. I don't know.
If anybody wants two tickets, and you can give them to somebody if you want.
Okay.
To Kids Bop tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 6:30. Call Glenn.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I talked over the top of you, so that's why I repeated that.
Well, tell them what they'll get. Give them your best pitch.
My best pitch? Well, here, I'll read right off the ticket. It says, it includes fair admission, which they ought to know that, too. It's not just the concert, but Kids Bop, and it's spelled B-O-P, not pop, Kids Bop Live 2022. And if you want to find out what they do, go to www.kidsbop, and that's spelled KIDZBOP.com, and you'll find out exactly what will be going on. And that's tonight at, it doesn't tell me what time. Scott, do you know what time it is? 7?
6:30.
Oh, yeah, there it is, 6:30. So we'd love to give those away to you. I may give them to myself. If I don't know if my wife wants to go see Kids Bop, but anyway.
I'm trying to see what. Yeah, you can go down to Kids Bop.
Maybe
these tickets, by the way, are $20 each.
Maybe my grandsons would like to go see Kids Bop down at. They live in Worthington. They could drive right over to it. If we can't get rid of my, I'll give them a call and ask.
These tickets, $20.
Pretty wild. Are you still there?
You know, I'm trying to look at this. Apparently, these are a pretty good section.
Oh, really? Yeah, it says section box A, seat 2, section 215. I don't know where section 215 is, but.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not too far from the stage.
Okay, if we don't get rid of them the next couple of shows, I might call my grandsons and ask them if they want to go. They're 12 years old. It might be something. They're 13 now. Might be something they'd be interested in. Anyway.
Somebody's got to want some kids, Bob.
You'd think so. You'd think so. So, hey, we only have moments left to go, just seconds left to go. So
we've got another hour.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want us to run right over the top of the break because it's only a 10-minute break.
It'll be a long hour with that anemic news report.
Yeah, well, this hour was a little longer than I expected. So yeah, pretty crazy.
We're just trucking along
here. Well, nothing must be going on here in Marion that we only have a one-minute break for news. That's good, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Not much going on these days.
Right. All right. Well, we'll be back in about 10 minutes rather than 15 minutes after we take a break here. I'm Glenn Coble. We're on the air with Scott Spears. Yeah, I can't even say your name, Mr. Spears. Sears. Who are you? Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place.